Today, the Environmental Protection Agency unveiled new rules on carbon emissions. The proposal is called the Affordable Clean Energy Rule, and it gives states more power in deciding how to regulate coal plant emissions. It is the latest attempt by the Trump administration to chip away at President Obama's efforts at fighting climate change in a bid to help the coal industry. Joining us from Washington is NPR Energy and Environment Editor Jennifer Ludden. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey there.
And tell us more about this proposal. It's just one of many to roll back Obama-era regulations.
Yes, many, many regulations have been rolled back. But this one and one a few weeks ago on fuel efficiency for cars are really the two big ones. These two sectors, power and transportation, produce the most carbon emissions that contribute to climate change. So what the EPA did today, unlike what Obama tried to do, they set no targets for suggested reductions in carbon emissions. Instead, they just say, look, we're giving states suggestions for ways to make individual coal-fired power plants more efficient, in which process they will also, emit fewer emissions. And they lay out, a several years long process to make that happen.
So they're giving power back to the states here. But you think about pollution, it doesn't really respect the borders of states. So what role would the EPA play under this new system?
Right. And they were pressed on this a lot in a call with reporters. And their role, they say, is limited. They say, there's another federal agency or states who can deal with the large power grid as a whole, but they say under the Clean Air Act, there is no room for these sweeping measures to remake the grid like the Obama administration tried. They said no matter how much people want us to mandate renewable energy instead of fossil fuels, we do not have authority.
Now, the EPA isn't actually repealing Obama's Clean Power Plan. They're replacing it. Why is that difference important?
It's important because there was a key Supreme Court ruling that found carbon emissions are a pollutant and the EPA has the authority to regulate them and needs to regulate them. There's something called the endangerment finding. So basically, they have to do something or they're vulnerable to a legal challenge if they don't do something to regulate carbon emissions. And today, again, with reporters, Bill Wareham, who heads the air office at EPA, said, "We are not challenging this law." He actually tried under the last Bush administration to challenge that. Some of the supporters now really want the Trump administration to push back against this law. He said, "We're not doing that. We accept that we need to regulate carbon emissions, and this is how we're doing it." Now, critics would say the new proposal is basically letting states do as little as possible while staying within, the law.
So I imagine the coal industry is very happy about this. But at the same time, as has come up in every conversation that we've had about reducing regulations on the coal industry, it turns out that the regulations aren't the only problem that the industry has. They're competing against natural gas. So
yeah.
How much is this going to really help them?
Really good question. And, I'm sure they are pleased with this. Energy analysts are saying, look, this is not going to bring back coal. The EPA admits, natural gas, in some places, wind and solar are cheaper than coal power. The market has completely transformed in recent years because of this market reality. And they project that carbon emissions will still decline because of this fact. The question is, will the regulations on coal plants ease up just enough that some of them can continue operating a little bit longer? Many of them are decades, very decades old. But the administration is going to try and let them make improvements, efficiency improvements, without kicking in another separate list of regulations that the Obama administration would have wanted. So we will just have to see, if some plants can stay in operation a bit while longer.
Is it possible that what was unveiled today would just be tied up in court for a long time, the way that the Obama Clean Power Plan was?
Certainly, some states would like it to be. So a coalition of state attorneys general already today said they plan a legal challenge if and when this is implemented. We've got 60 days for public comment, so we'll have to see, if there's any substantial changes before the final version is put out and then on what basis there might be a legal challenge. But states are basically saying you need to do far, far more to address this big problem of climate change.
So big picture here, when you look at all of the things the Trump administration has been doing to roll back environmental protections, how successful have they been?
less than you might think, given the many, many headlines, you know, we've all talked about of their moves to roll things back. These things take a long time. Almost none are a done deal. The Trump administration has had a series of legal setbacks in court. A big question is where they'll be in 2020 and whether President Trump gets a second term to see some of these regulations through. Now, in terms of carbon emissions, they are still declining in the United States, but it's not clear we're going to meet our Paris climate deal commitment.
It's Jennifer Ludden, NPR Energy and Environment Editor. Thank you.
Thank you.